Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masachas Nazir, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So, a person who becomes a Nazir, who becomes Tameh from a mace or any similar Tumah during his Nazirus, gives up on all the days that he observes up until that point. It's Soser the entire Nazirus. He has to start counting all over again once he becomes Tahar. So, these two Mishnayos we're going to do today talk about the Halacha of a Nazir who becomes Tameh on the very last day of his Nazirus. Misha Marein Nazir. If a person says, I'll be a Nazir, but he didn't say how long his Nazirus was going to last, so he observes a 30-day Nazirus. Nitma Yom Shalashim, if he became Tameh on day 30 of his Nazirus, before he ever did the Giluach and brought his Karbanos, so Sosar Sakal. It destroys the whole Nazirus that he had counted. He's going to have to start counting all over again. Aye, what about Mixas Hayom Kikulo? That's only if he ended the Nazirus after the Mixas Hayom, but over here he didn't do the Giluach and the Karbanos, so he didn't end the Nazirus. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Sosra L'Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says he only gives up 7 days. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Mixas Yom of day 30, before becoming Tameh, counts Mixas Yom Kekulo, and that's true even though he did not do the Giluach and the Karbanos, so his term was considered over before he became Tameh, so he doesn't have to give up any of the days of Nazirus. Why does he say he gives up 7 days? That's how long it takes you to become Tahar from Tumah, and you can't do the Giluach and the Karbanos while you're still Tameh, so he still has to do that. He has to go through the Tara process, so it's not really that it's so Shaviyamim, it's just that happens to be the halacha of how a person gets through Tumas Meis. Now, a case that everyone agrees that he's Sosar Shloshim Yom is if he says Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. His original commitment was not a Stam Nazirus, he specified 30 days, and Nitma Yom Shloshim, and he became Tameh on day 30, then Sosar Sakal, then it's going to ruin everything. Because as we pointed out, we don't say Mixiyom Kekulo when the guy accepted the Nazirus of Shloshim Yom. Moving on to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. If a guy says, Hareini Nazir Meya Yom, I'm going to be Nazir for 100 days, Nitma Yom Meya, and he became Tameh on the 100th day, so says a call, he's going to have to start all over again. Rabbi Lazar Omarina Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Lazar says, no, he only has to do another 30 days. Even though Nazir became Tameh during his Nazirus, well, so sir, the entire Nazirus, if he became Tameh on the last day of his Nazirus, he only has to repeat he only has to repeat 30 days. Rabbi Lazar derives this from a pasuk. It's got to be a Gzeres HaKasuv that normally when you become Tameh during your Nazirus, you have to repeat the whole thing, but on the last day, he understands that you only have to repeat 30 days. Another machlokus between Tanakhama and Rabbi Lazar about a Nazir became Tameh on the day after his Nazirus was over. Nitma Yom Me'a V'Yachad, he became Tameh on the 101st day, but he had not yet done the Giluach or Bordes Karbanos. Sosa Shloshim Yom, Tanakhama says that's where the Gzeres HaKasuv is, that he's got to do another 30 days of Nazirus, whereas Rabbi Lazar Omer, Eino Sosar L'Shiva. No, he doesn't have to do another 30 days of Nazirus. It's only Sosar 7 days. And again, Sosar 7 days doesn't mean that it's actually Sosar anything. It just means that's how long it's going to take him to become Tahar so that he could bring his Karbanos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said, if a person accepts a Nazirus, a Stam Nazirus, and he becomes Tameh on day 30, Tanakhama says he's got to observe the whole Nazirus again. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, he just has to become Tahar and then bring it to the Giluach and the Karbanos. If he says explicitly that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days and becomes Tameh on day 30, then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree he's got to do his Nazirus all over again. Then Mishnah Dalet, we said if a guy commits to be a Nazir for 100 days and he becomes Tameh on day 100, Tanakhama says he's got to do all 100 days again. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he's only got to do 30 days again. If he became Tameh on day 101, but he had not yet done the Giluach or the Karbanos, so Tanakhama says he's only got to do 30 days again, and Rabbi Lazar says that no, he only doesn't even need to do that. He only needs to wait till he becomes Tahar, which is going to take him 7 days. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey.